The Downtown Detroit Partnership is hosting an Earth Day-inspired weekend to celebrate, educate, and promote a clean and sustainable Detroit. The event runs through the day Sunday in Beacon Park. Along with garden tours and flower planting, local artists will display sustainability and environmental artwork. Chris Polk is the Beacon Park manager for DTE Energy. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham about the family-friendly weekend.
Probably 50 to 60 artists will be showing pieces, which will be for sale. And we expect to have 40 to 50 pieces of art that will be on site over the weekend, starting on April 22nd to go through the 23rd and 24th. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great time. Part of our opening reception on the 22nd will actually feature a garden tour as well of the park and the gardens there. It'll be facilitated by Ed Ashcraft, and Ed is a professional landscaper and just guru with about 35, 40 years of experience in the space. So we're really excited to offer that to our visitors and to families that day. They're actually going to have an opportunity to plant tulips that day in the garden. So it'll be interactive. It'll be fun, and hopefully it's just going to be a gorgeous day and weekend.
And when we're talking about the weekend that we're going to experience, can you talk about the partnership there with the Detroit Fine Arts Breakfast Club? Where did that come about, and what are some of the things that we're going to see in terms of the artwork?
Yeah, so Detroit Fine Arts Breakfast Club is a well-versed collaborative of artists from the metropolitan Detroit area. So featuring everything from your long-standing, very well-recognized global artists to some of your newbies and beginners and folks who are just interested in art and culture and getting together and camaraderie and, sharing the spirit of art. So we've had a partnership with their group over the last couple of years. So we're excited to partner with them again for this event. And they're responsible to help not only facilitate the event, but help put together the jury of leaders who are looking at the pieces to curate some of the pieces and to make sure that it's well represented in the space. So we're excited to partner with them, and they're just a great, great group based right here in Detroit.
And for the weekend, there's going to be educational programs and sessions going on as well, recycling, composting. What are some of the things that visitors can expect to take home with them throughout the weekend, not just the art, but as well as some of the educational pieces?
Yeah, like you said, the art's going to be for sale, but we will have an educational component to the weekend. You know, Beacon Park really is focused on six areas, and education is one of them. So the environment itself, mobility, trees and vegetation, green infrastructure, community, and waste management. What we want to do is provide not only awareness but also education for folks and for families who come to the park and who visit us. So we'll have some stations set up where people can learn what they can do to do their part from an individual and a household standpoint relative to climate change. So there will be educational activities around composting and recycling and things like that. And plus, you're just going to have access to a wonderful and beautiful space. You know, Beacon Park has 41 trees, which capture over 1,500 pounds of carbon. You know, a bee sanctuary, the LEED certified restaurant there on site, Lumen, will be open, and that's just a very beautiful and engaging space. We're just really excited about it. And there's going to be, like you said, learning opportunities, educational opportunities, the garden tour, and then obviously the art and the music that will be on site over the weekend as well.
Chris Polk is the Beacon Park manager for DTE Energy. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham.